This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The attacks of September 11th have had a profound effect on Arab and Muslim Americans. In the days that followed, there was a backlash against them. Mosques were defaced, businesses were vandalized, and many South Asians, Muslim or not, were accosted, sometimes violently. In the weeks that followed, the backlash began to lose steam, but the uneasiness in Islamic communities continues. In part one of a series on how American Muslims are coping with the aftermath of the terrorist attacks, NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports from Falls Church, Virginia, that many Muslims worry the government is targeting them unfairly.
Falls Church is less than 10 miles from Washington, D.C. This part of town is known to many Muslims as Little Mecca. Arabic grocery stores, coffee houses, and restaurants line these main streets. There's an Afghani kebab shop behind me, and down the street at Jeb Stuart High School, Muslims make up 12% of the student body. Many Arab and Muslim American professionals, lawyers, IT consultants, and doctors work in the office complexes that spill over onto the side streets. One of these is the office of Dr. Sonia Gabala.
Assalamu alaikum, doctor.
Like many in this community, Dr. Gabala was frightened by the violence against Muslim Americans. She says the president's decision to go on TV and make a clear distinction between Islam and terrorism helped prevent further violence. She says she especially appreciated his highly visible trip to the Washington Islamic Center.
It was a good thing for him to go there. Yes, it was a good thing for him to go there, and at that time he announced it, make us feel comfortable. After this visit, I think people started to go out of their houses. You know, and this incident, I tell you, my business here, for 2-3 weeks, I don't have people come see here, because everybody afraid to stay home.
As she closes down her office for the day, several friends drop in to see how she's doing. Since it's time for evening prayers, they decide to pray in the waiting room.
We face east,
northeast.
Having decided which direction is towards Mecca, they remove their shoes, and Yusuf Talat, who manages a retail store in a nearby mall, is chosen to lead the prayers.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
After the evening prayer, Talat says he also thinks President Bush has done a good job defending Muslim Americans. But he worries the government is now resorting to racial and religious profiling, and that despite being an American citizen who has lived in the United States for 26 years, he's being judged by the way he looks and worships.
That's not fair for me as an American citizen. An obeying citizen, as a taxpayer. If I'm going to be profiled, well, I expect that Jim next door or Rex, the guy that lives across the street from me, blonde, blue-eyed, to be profiled as well as me.
Muslim American concerns over racial and religious profiling are being compounded by fears that the new anti-terrorism legislation working its way through Congress will strip away some of their civil rights. At the local mosque, the imam tries to encourage those who have become unsettled in the aftermath of September 11th.
There's one issue that we need to deal with as a Muslim community, especially the Muslim communities living in the West, and that is the anxiety and fear that some of us felt after these events.
People of Dr. Gabala and Yusuf Talat's generation were born overseas. They came to the United States because it offered freedom to practice their religion without government interference or surveillance. They know what it's like to live without that freedom and hope they will never have to again. Their children, the next generation, were born in the United States, and many have grown to expect religious freedom as an inalienable right. But they say they worry that in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, the government could trample on their civil rights. Amira Wali is 20 and a student at George Mason University. She says the Friday after the attacks, the FBI knocked on the door of her husband's best friend, a Saudi immigrant married to an American. She says what concerns her here is not that they chose to question him, but what he told her happened next.
They took out a file of him with all the answers of the questions that they already had asked. And in that file, they had credit card information, they had what his transcript from school, they had what he liked to do when he got married with his wife's name, information on her family, information on his family. His brother had just come from Saudi Arabia 3 months prior to that, and they already had a file on him. They had pictures of him when he first attended college with him and my husband.
Amira says it makes her wonder whether they have a file on her and her family. The Justice Department says that while their tactics against terrorism may be aggressive, they are legal and appropriate and are not stepping on anyone's civil rights. Still, Yasser Bushnak of Solidarity International USA is not taking any chances. He says his organization, established after September 11th, was founded to help protect the human rights and civil liberties of Muslim Americans. He advises those who know something about the attacks to get a lawyer and come forward to tell the FBI what they know.
But other than that, we are advising the community not to talk if they really, you know, don't have anything to share with the law enforcement. The reason we are saying that, and we told them that, it just because we did figure out that, you know, some agents have been, you know, in the outside asking, you know, general questions like, you know, background check, you know, in the community, who's doing what, things, you know, that has nothing to do, absolutely has nothing to do, you know, with the September 11 incidents.
19-year-old Sarah Wally is proud of her Egyptian and Muslim heritage, but she worries that who she is may have made her a target for government surveillance.
It really comes down to me and not being able to be me and not be able to enjoy the beauty of the United States of America, because the States is not just a great place to work, it's a great place to live. It's a great place to be who you are. But when I have a government, this great body of people who was for the people, by the people, you know, and it has this constitution that's dated back since 200 years, then what is America now then? When they've come and they've started taking that away, what they've taken away, really, the United States of America, they've taken it away. They've taken that foundation away.
Almost all American Muslims here in Falls Church say the long-term solution is to break down the wall of misunderstanding and suspicion that surrounds Islam. And much of the responsibility lies with them. It will be up to them, they say, to educate their neighbors and communities that they are just like any other Americans, and to continue to show that there is no place in Islam for those who resort to terrorism. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Falls Church, Virginia.